The rock band The Meekons have a new CD called Punk Rock, with material from the band's early punk years dating back to 1977. They dusted off some of those old songs for their ambitious 25th anniversary tour in 2002. Music critic Milo Miles says the new album is more than just a look backwards.
Three or four years ago, the Meekons seemed to be a band finally winding down after a surprising series of rebounds. In the 1970s, they played chunky protest punk and were ignored. In the 1980s, they recast American country as the sound of wizened but still subversive losers and became cult darlings. Then they recharged their various rock and rhythm styles and became the most vital original punk band in the world. But in the 90s, they lost their way. The solo careers of key players like guitarist, singer, and songwriter John Langford and singer and songwriter Sally Timms seemed far more vital. The fact that their 25th anniversary tour in 2002 was filled with songs from 1977 to 1981 might seem like another exercise in rock retrospective. And on the surface, the new live album, Punk Rock, might suggest Fleetwood Mac doing a hardcore blues session. But also in 2002, the Meekons had released the studio album Out of Our Heads. And on that CD, brilliant songs like The Old Trip to Jerusalem and Hate is the New Love proclaimed that dread and madness had come upon the land again. So no wonder that Colin Stewart's liner notes to Punk Rock proclaim, "These half-forgotten tunes and texts were dusted down and probed for life, blowtorch applied to the musty stink and backward thrust of nostalgia." The Meekons roar that not only is past punk not dead, it's not even past anymore.
Takes 2 weeks of your life to get a car. 3 days. 4 hours. Get a job. Get a car. It takes 1 week of your life to buy a mattress. 3 days. 4 hours. Get a job.
The Meekons punk is not about high-speed beats and high-hormone youth anger. It's about lifetime amateurs, committed to internal exile and cursed with external failure, who are not going to give in and go away. Their punk rock is sometimes stark, acoustic, but always fierce. A terrific example is the song called The Building, cited by critic Greil Marcus as the ideal field recording of punk. The original 1981 version was nothing more than a rant accompanied by a rhythmic stomp. The new live version pares that down to just a rant.
I stand by the building in the parting lane and the premier bends to cut the tape and we hear the speech of the golden rules and we bow to republic, we bow to employer. And we bow to God. The planes dip wings in victory rolls. Salute the power that the buildings hold. We stand on the crown of the eternal hill. And we give our lives for the motherland. The men with dogs around the square. The men with dogs. Big dogs! They smile for the cameras and little girls. We're innocent until proven guilty, but we hide and we worry And we look away, cause we're innocent until we're proven guilty. We hide and we worry, and we look away.
If listening to punk rock makes you think about the changed state of the world rather than just the noisy music, the Mekons will have succeeded, and punk lives again.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed punk rock by the Mekons on the Quarterstick label. The Mekons' new tour begins March 9th in Pittsburgh.